Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 334, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. No, buddy. You all right?
I'm cooked.
Ding. He's cooked.
Oh, shit. Get me out
fully
the oven.
Cooked all Turkey's the way done. Through. His internal temperature is whatever the cookbook says it needs to be.
165.
Yeah, let's go 165. Yeah. That seems right for a turkey. I like my turkey pink.
Pink. Yeah.
This is a podcast want, like, where
between 120 and 130.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want, like, I like my turkey room temp.
Rare.
If possible. Rare. Nice crust on the outside and then room temp. Just if you could just take a flamethrower to that thing real quick and leave it alone.
Bruleed.
Bruleed is exactly right. what is this? This is a podcast where you take deep dive America's shared consciousness? It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024.
No, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I don't fucking know, man. All right.
You think I even know what fucking day it is?
It's I know. I'm getting it wrong. We're fucked.
Hey, guess what? If it is, if the rumors are true and it is Wednesday, April 17th, then it's National Banana Day, National Crawfish Day, National Cheese Ball Day. But that looks on the picture, it looks like a piece of goat cheese rolled up into a snowball. Then National
With nuts on the outside.
Yeah. National Haiku Poetry Day and National Ellis Island Family History Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of those things.
Yep.
Especially those goat cheese balls with like walnuts on the outside.
Yeah, when they're like
the Haiku Gang.
Yeah, shout out Haiku Gang, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We're out here.
You're a big Haiku Gang?
Big Haiku head.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Hoku, the pop artist from the 90s who had that one song, who was Don Ho's granddaughter.
Oh, I'm also not familiar
Damn,
with
you
that.
Lost me on that family.
Oh, y'all don't fuck with Hoku? Oh, man, that was like whole thing.
That's Dennis Miller. That's not Family Guy. That's Dennis Miller, like obscure-ass.
Yeah. Like, yeah, then next thing you know, you're doing haikus with Hoku. Yeah.
And then it does a cutaway to Goku.
Yeah, you notice exactly. That when Miles gets tired, he turns into Dennis Miller?
Shit, dude. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Oh, man. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Cry, Baby, Cry. Mr. Jack O'Brien. And he's old enough to roast hot ones. That one's courtesy of Panoramic View. I added the last part because I guess I was just discussing how like Conan was being eulogized over the weekend due to his hot ones video going viral. And I was saying
it was very good.
It was very good. Yeah. I was saying that as an elderly millennial, I was familiar with Conan less familiar with Hot Ones. I think that was the first time I had watched the whole Hot Ones all the way through. So
you should know Hot Ones too.
I mean, it's some not good ones.
Yeah.
First time I ever watched a Hot Ones all the way through was the Cate Blanchett episode, and
that one's good.
Yeah. I think I'm gay now. You know,
But I acknowledged I was wrong. I said it was an old take, and then people were like, "Some real old takes happening with hot ones today." And I was like, "Yeah, no, that's correct. I'm old as fuck." Also, I didn't mean to be mean to the. I think I just said that it was like an episode of Conan O'Brien's podcast, except he's in pain, which is the premise of the show, I believe.
Uh-huh,
but did basically. Not mean to diss. I thought it was cool. Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined once again by my co-host. He's back, Mr. Miles Gray!
Oh, yeah, Miles Gray. Mexico, yo karaoke ni go away. I forgot I'm not in Tokyo. I'm about to drift away.
Wow. Hey. I was hoping.
Whoa, shit. Sorry, guys.
He will be drifting off to sleep.
The jet lag is very difficult when you go for 4 days. It might be April 6th. You know what? Let's just call it Tuesday, April
16th. Let's just go Tuesday.
Mentally. Let's just call it that. Yes, thank you. I'm back. You can hear my voice. I was screaming a lot. My voice is a little bit shot. But shout out to Tomoko and Dylan. We had a beautiful wedding in Osaka, and I'm glad I was able to be there. And the priest at the very traditional Japanese wedding came up to me and put like this traditional hat on my head. Mm-hmm. And when I asked why he chose me, he said, "Oh, because you don't have hair." and all these other people do, and I didn't want to mess up their hair.
Roasted by Japanese priest, bro.
Yeah, by a Shinto priest. It's just fucking absolute dagger to the chest. But hey,
it is what it is. The plot of Martin Scorsese's Silence.
Yeah. I think that's what it's about. Yeah. Dagger to the chest from a Shinto priest. Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third and fourth seats by two of our favorite guests, two of our listeners' favorite guests, podcast producer, a musician who together hosted The Great Beauty Translated, a podcast that celebrated the trans experience and had a lot of fun along the way. Please welcome back to the show, Carmen LaRon and Janie Danger!
Hey.
What's up, guys? Hi.
Welcome back.
We're so glad you still had us back. We were worried we were going to get blacklisted from the Daily Zeitgeist fam.
No way.
It's very funny, like literally being able to say that we got canceled.
But, yeah.
and taking it in stride, mind you.
Yeah. We went out with a bang, you know? We went out with Dylan Mulvaney. Like, who else?
Right?
Dylan Mulvaney killed our podcast, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay, though. We love you, Dylan.
Yeah.
Now we're going to start shooting cans of Bud Light now.
Yeah, now we're shooting cans of Bud Light.
Now we're mad.
In celebration. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you both back.
Thank you, guys.
Have you back, even if you get canceled, like for real. That's how much we love having you.
Hell yeah. Thank all right. You heard that, Carmen? So. Let's start tweeting some shit.
We have a free license.
Let's right now.
Let's start telling these people how we really feel.
All right. We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about today. We're just going to do a brief history of Trump dozing off in public. This guy just fucking hates sleep. He's like a kid at a sleepover party who like won't admit he fell asleep and insists on being like the last one. He's just lying. So he spent all day of his first trial like getting mad at people for saying he was asleep. And then he promptly on a second day fell asleep again.
Yeah.
Just like right away. Have you I do think this is something that we all think we're not sleeping as much as we actually are, and it's like easy to not think that I got terrible sleep, and you're like, really? I was next to you all night. You slept for like six. You were snoring for 6 hours solid.
Oh right. I think it's a thing we say to like sort of be like, you know,
I'm not asleep.
Take it easy. I barely slept. You did.
Listen, have you guys ever been to court? It's boring as fuck.
So boring. Yeah, so sucks. All the things that he's fallen asleep in, we're going to take a history. All the things he's fallen asleep in are things that I would fall asleep in. Like, yeah, I can't get too mad. I mean, I guess I'd be a little bit freaked out if
if you're taking uppers all day and like, yeah, you're like, oh shit, man, like, I got to recharge.
It's also
really
funny
quick.
Because he loves opera, which is like widely considered one of the most boring fucking things in the world. But
yeah,
I didn't know.
But
he was
I feel
an
like
opera fan.
Narcissists like him loved opera for some. Like that's the one place where they're allowed to cry. According
two
to
things that
movies,
Trump and fucking Hannibal Lecter have in common. They love opera.
Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber. That clip of him talking about how much
Phantom of the Opera.
It's so cool.
One of the greats. Yeah. So great. I look. I watch. we'll talk Jesse Waters and Dog the Bounty Hunter's interview.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Fashion icon. Yeah.
we'll talk about Germany passing a landmark trans rights law.
Ooh, which is, you had the right guests today for that.
That's right. Germany timed it perfectly. Good job.
Come on,
Germany
making up for that Magnus Hirschfeld. Burning of the Sex Research Institute. Okay.
Right. Okay, yeah. And also, it's, I was like, not, but like, let's, we'll keep our big ups in our pocket because they also just broke, the police broke up a pro-Palestine.
They are
event.
Not undefeated. They're not undefeated.
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
In case you didn't realize, Germany does not have a perfect record.
No.
No, true.
On all things. Anyways, all of that, plenty more. But first, Carmen, Janie, we do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Fuck, I'm never ready for this. Carmen, go first.
Oh, and also, please. We've added that you can tell us something that you recently screencapped, if you'd like.
Oh, God, I got a whole folder of screenshots. Love that. Yeah. Well, I'm just looking through. I got a lot of weird shit in my fucking search history. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about, do you have to pay hospital bills? That's what I searched. And that will get into my overrated and underrated because, baby, guess what?
I ain't paying the hospital bills.
So that's my search history. Yeah.
Do you have to pay hospital bills?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was recently on a episode of Behind the Bastards where Robert was talking about that. And I was like, what? He's like, he's like, what are they going to do? Garnish? He's like, they can't garnish your wages.
They're not going to repossess my pussy. Come on. Yeah, this isn't Repo the Genetic Opera, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Oh, her best role.
Wasn't that her debut, too?
It was, yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, yeah.
She was on House of Wax, also.
Oh, yeah.
That movie's not bad, honestly.
See Paris die, House of Wax.
She does die. Yeah, she gets owned.
Yeah. All right, what's your search history, Janie?
I've got a few. They're not as crazy. How to Get a Money Order. The Zen Pouch Rewards, a bunch of like rental stuff.
Wait, did you say Zen Pouch Rewards?
Let's talk about the Zen Pouch Rewards.
You don't know.
What are we talking, like Marlboro points?
Yeah,
for Zen pouches?
A leather jacket.
Okay, so I quit vaping a while ago, and I'm on the Zen Pouches.
The Zen Pouch, of course. We've heard about them from our favorite spokesperson, Tucker Carlson.
Oh yeah, Tucker is a big you know. Say what you want about the guy, he's got good taste in oral nicotine.
Yeah.
But
nicotine makes you smarter. It makes you healthier.
Oh my God. We talked about this. Mind. I think like the first time you had us on, we talked about the Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Saying weed. Fuck,
controls
makes
your
you
mind.
Lazy and gay, but nicotine makes you a genius and
lazy
smart.
And gay.
Yeah.
And your skin yellow.
Yeah. But okay, no, this honestly should help out anyone. Well, if you're using Zens out there, if you're a daily Zeitgeist listener and you're using the Zens, there's a little QR code on the back. That if you scan, you can get some cool ass shit. You can get like a Traeger. I'm saving up to get a Traeger grill. I'm not even kidding.
Whoa.
Is it branded? Is it a branded points? Traeger?
Like Traeger
does it
brand.
Have, like, Zen,
it's not
like,
no.
Okay, I get that. Right.
No, I'm trying to find the like rewards because they like legitimately have a lot of cool ass shit. Like,
damn.
There's like a grill, there's like a fucking you can get like a drone. Like
oh shit.
No, it's dope, dude. I'm at 735.
Wow.
How many do you need for the grill?
a lot. Well, okay, there's a Blackstone grill you can get for $8,440. So I'm like almost like an 11th of the way there.
Oh man, all this shit is, there's like, it's like a, it's gate, or you know, age gated for to even look at the rewards, I guess, as it should
be. Yeah, Miles is under 18. Everybody should know that.
A Leatherman?
Swiss Army knife. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Give me that.
And it's not branded? None of the stuff is like swag branded? Like
no, that would be cool. They do have these cool, they're like the Zen canisters, but they're made of metal. And I've honestly been thinking about cashing in for that because they're cheap and I could use them to keep my earplugs in when I play
shows.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Look, they got GoPros and shit.
Damn.
Dude, they're not fucking around.
They like, want you. Yeah, they want you chewing these shits.
Yeah. They know their audience too. They know their audience so well.
We don't chew chewing tobacco either. You know what I mean? Like you just pack a lip.
A pickleball starter set. A pickleball iron grill.
No, so they know the audience.
For your new healthier lifestyle. Yeah. By the way, sorry I was absent for a couple minutes. I had to watch Paris Hilton get killed in House of Wax. Oh. It is a great death scene. Everybody should go watch it. It's up cool. on YouTube. I won't
see
spoil it
Paris
for you.
Die. Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm not endorsing a nicotine addiction. I'm just saying, like, while you're there. Cool. Yeah, I will endorse a Traeger well. Smoker. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Well, since I have you here.
Right. Yeah, I will stay addicted to nicotine the rest of my life if it means I can get a badass offset smoker in my backyard.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wait, but then
what?
But
I'm
Janie,
still
what
waiting for the medical research to come in to tell me whether like Zins are safe. And if they are, I'm going right back, baby. Right
they're doctor's
back.
Number one choice.
They're tasty.
Wait, right. But Janie, what do you do once you get the Traeger?
I'm going to fucking smoke with it, dude. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying, but then does it end? I'm saying, like you said, you're like, if the nicotine addiction gets me a Traeger, then, but then once
that's
you get the
quitters.
Traeger.
I guess I'll save up for some more kitchen appliance, maybe a sous vide
another Traeger.
Machine, another Traeger, a sister
yeah.
for it.
Yeah,
just
you start
up like my
business.
Own like smoking smokehouse. Yeah,
yeah. There you all go. That's yeah. done. All that's happened is that you've proved that nicotine addiction can be profitable. Like that's
unreal. Yeah. Really. Well, Philip Morris proved that as well. But
right,
we can call your barbecue place Janie Danger's Girly Meat.
There you go.
All right.
Come
man.
And get it. Come and get it.
Come and get a mouthful.
No.
What's yeah. something you guys think is underrated?
Oh, I have one for this just because there was a mild discourse about it on Twitter recently. But,
love discourse.
Henry Rollins, I think, is underrated.
Okay, work.
Because he's really hot and he's been hot. He's one of these men that has this very rare thing for men. Most men are either like, hot when they're young or they're hot when they're old, but few men right, are hot their
all
entire
the
life. And yeah, Henry Rollins is one of those guys. And
he's a real,
I you know, people were talking when everyone was talking about Conan and how great Conan is. And I agree. Conan is great because he's got this kind of like he knows like all the history, he knows everything about comedy, he knows like everything perfect about it. And Henry Rollins is like a similar guy with like a similar vibe, but like towards like punk music and shit.
Yeah, like
and
savant some of level yeah,
yes,
knowledge
yeah,
of,
yeah,
of the
yeah,
music.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
And it's like a sincerity that is sometimes like off-putting and cringy, but it is sincere nonetheless. And yeah. I appreciate sincerity and yeah, I think that's cool.
Love that.
Let's not say hot at every age too soon, because I don't know if you've seen the latest pictures of Clint Eastwood or Gene Hackman, but
oh god,
those guys,
yeah,
not to be,
they were never hot.
Okay,
Clint Eastwood was pretty hot. No,
Gene Hackman,
young Clint Eastwood was pretty hot.
Was Gene Hackman?
Gene Hackman was not. I mean,
did he ever have it?
He was hot at the end of the Birdcage.
He just like changed into like a cart like. Gene Hackman now looks like the very old man from The Giving Tree. You know?
Yes.
Like
yeah.
That's he's just transformed into like a nose and saggy skin. Like it's crazy. Like he just
look
doesn't
at, this is
look,
young yeah. Gene Hackman. I'm like,
oh wow.
No, we're good. We're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean
he's handsome. I don't like the way he's biting that bottom lip.
Yeah, that scares me. No, I think he just has no bottom lip, so it looks like he's biting.
Okay.
Also, but like Gene Hackman is literally like 99, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. And still going
to Clint Eastwood is 93.
There's a picture of Gene Hackman, 99, walking to the gas station, picking up a cup of coffee and a pack of smokes. I was like, God damn, man.
Yeah, the genes. All about Zen rewards. It's not too late.
Exactly. The genes on that Hackman are pretty
I bet Hackman has some Marlboro gear at home.
He's got the racing jacket.
Yeah.
He's got the Gore-Tex raincoat.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
That'd be cool as hell.
So I'll be eager to see what Henry Rollins looks like when he's 93 to 99. I don't know,
but Henry Rollins
old.
Is like fit though. Like he's still jacked. Like
he's ripped. He's daddy.
I remember that music video for Liar in 1994, and I was like, "Yo, this dude is fucking meat. He's meat boy.
He is meat. He's he is meat. Yeah,
that was
what started the like Twitter stuff. Was that video? Like I don't know, someone like was going around and people were like, "This is some of the worst music ever made." And I was like, "Probably," but he's also made some of the best music ever too, so it's fine.
Right. Yeah. Let's not just view his entire career from that moment for sure.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I don't know. Rollins Band was something unique. It was very. It was like Dennis Leary rants like put to like hardcore. It's kind of cool. Like there's not a lot of analogs to that nowadays. So I it's not really for me, but I respect it, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and Carmen hear what you think is underrated.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back.
We're back.
And Carmen, what is something that you think is underrated?
I'm going to say this because, and this will kind of add context to all the other shit I've talked about in the overrated, underrated in my past appearances on the show, but free legal advice, underrated. Mm, yeah. I want to shout somebody out right now that you could either reach out to if you need the free legal advice as a trans person, or if you call yourself an ally, you should be donating to these people because they're awesome. So they're called transfamilysos.org. And I'm on the fourth insurance denial for a surgery that I've been actively pursuing for a year and a half now. As you can imagine, I'm fucking exhausted. But I just had a meeting right before I hopped on this call with the Trans Family SOS. Their free lawyers helped me kind of figure out how to navigate this whole insurance system and get my shit covered by insurance. So they're underrated.
Wait, after that consultation, you have a path now?
I have a path forward now, yes. Okay, so it's given me some hope.
All right.
They basically are just going to like slap these people with a ton of like data and research and like be like, this is why this bitch needs her surgery. So get it done. So
okay, shout out Trans Family SOS.
It's like Phoenix. It's like Trans Phoenix Riot.
Yeah. What is that?
Right.
Phoenix Riot Ace Attorney. It's a game where you like play.
Oh, duh!
Lawyer.
Yes, the Japanese
objection.
Objection. Yes, I got them on my side.
Look, she needs the FFS.
I do. Yeah. So.
That's so cool that they do that. Not cool that you need a lawyer to navigate our fucking horrible healthcare system. But
do we even call it healthcare anymore? Like it's just squeezing you for every dollar, no matter what
death
your situation.
Management.
Exactly. Death management.
Yeah. what's something, Janie, that you think is overrated?
Dude, I gotta put it out there. I put podcasting. No offense, guys. podcasting. You know, I've taken some time off, and I've realized, you know, we're just talking with our friends, and you know, you can. It's awesome making money talking with your friends, but you can just have good little conversations with your friends
anytime
you want, and you don't need iHeartMedia paying you to do it. It's nice, but you know, it was nice. You know, actually, maybe let me go back. Actually, maybe it's actually cooler than I thought. but no, I don't know. I thought about that like a minute before. I remember you guys said the over under thing. I was like, Let me vent some stuff out here, but
no.
Like every other time I've came on the show and said the over under, I immediately start walking it back. So.
Right. Okay. we're at the will of an ad based medium, and publicly traded.
And it
rules. Yeah, and it's cool.
Death comes for all of us eventually.
Comes for
and
all of us.
Insert edit. It's the best. And edit.
I think it is number one.
Yeah. And I think for listeners too, and this is bad for our business model, but like as a podcast listener, I feel like when I'm at my best mentally, socially, spiritually, I'm not listening to a ton of podcasts.
That is so true.
I'm talking to humans.
I listen to the most podcasts when I'm like, usually when I'm opening my restaurant, like, because I've got like an hour, like where I just put in my headphones and people will be like, good morning, Janie. And I'm like, fuck off.
Shut the fuck off.
I'm listening to Seeking Arrangements. Get away from me.
Yeah.
But, so
good. Love
yeah. Shout out to Hessa. Yeah. But when I'm, I don't know.
Yeah. Carmen, what do you think is overrated?
Well, this isn't going to come as any surprise to y'all. But first, I would do want to preface this by saying I am not a legal financial expert in any way, shape, or form. But paying your medical bills is overrated. I have a surgery scheduled for April 30th, and I'm having a revision on a trachea shave that I had back in 2015 by a doctor who fucked up Kenny Rogers' eye lift. So that's a full story.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I found that out after the surgery. Obviously, I wouldn't have booked the surgery with this guy.
That's why Kenny Rogers looked like that.
Well, yeah. Kenny Rogers was trying to get the K-pop surgery.
He was. they made him look like he was just like constantly surprised. So back in 2015, I had a trachea shave with this plastic surgeon. And I'm having it revised on April 30th. And I'm also getting vocal feminization surgery at the same time. And the insurance is paying them $41,000. Okay?
Jesus Christ.
Now, they want me
That's
to pay.
That's crazy.
I know. I know. It's fucking
For
insane.
A trachea shave?
And the vocal feminization surgery, which involves a laser. So I think everything comes from the fucking laser. I swear to God. But yeah, and they want me to pay $4,000. And I said, baby, that's too bad. You're just going to have to you're just gonna have to cut your losses.
Come on.
Yeah, our show got canceled.
you got $41,000. Make it work, baby. Yeah. Make it last. Don't Good spend it all you. In one place. Okay.
Yeah, right?
Damn.
It's funny you mentioned that because I don't think it was because of medical debt, but we've been like applying to a lot of houses lately because I don't want to get into it, but we need a place to live. And we actually got one. We signed a lease today. So anyway, speed running that. But I did get denied for like the first few places I applied to because they said my credit was bad. My credit's really good. I just have like a few delinquent like student loans and like,
fuck that
medical
shit.
Loans that are like private, you know, because I went to a private thing and blah blah blah. But
you had to do like care credit, probably.
I don't even know. It was a little personal, but I was in a rehab like a few years ago, and while I was there, like towards the end of my stay, they were like, "Hey, you've been here a week. How are you paying for this?" And I was like, "With insurance." And they're like, "You don't have insurance." And I was like, "Well, why are you keeping me here?" And they're like, "Right. Down. You can leave, I guess." So I was like, "Okay." just left.
Jesus, like that.
Yeah, I know. I wish they were like, "We've been charging you like $9,000 a day." And I was like,
"Whoa, shit.
What?
Is that real?"
It was something crazy. I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember how much it was. It might have been $1,000 a day, if I'm honestly remembering correctly.
I could believe $9,000 a day. To be honest,
it was
in California.
Crazy.
I could for sure.
It was not fucking Passages Malibu. It was like one of the worst places in the world. It was a place where you would be like watching like the same movie that's playing on the FX channel for like the fourth time that week, and then you just hear. It was kind of like the Zone of Interest where you're just hearing like people get like shocked and like people getting like juiced and like stuff like hold her down like in like the back and like yeah it's like he's naked again and you just have to like. Keep it out of your, like, it's just always in the periphery, and you're like, oh, well, that sounds bad, but the movie Escape Room is on FX right now. So,
so that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to be watching that.
So we got that going, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we get into somebody who might be a little too comfy right now?
Sleepy Don.
SD.
So... first day of his New York criminal trial, he couldn't help but doze off like a little toddler in the back seat of a station wagon, you know, mouth going slack, head drooping onto his chest.
Blowing a big bubble with like a little like sleepy cap.
Yeah,
like
a little snot bubble gum like coming out of one nostril.
It's getting
like
bigger and smaller.
Inflates and deflates.
I feel like he's just a sleepy time bearer.
Do they do the snot bubble in American cartoons? Because I know they do it in Japanese cartoons a lot.
Yeah, they do. I think it's honestly, it's like a British thing. Like, I think it's like a Dickensian kind of portrayal.
Sure. Right.
That's the best Kirby power up, the sleepy cat.
Sleepy cat. Oh, I've got a sleepy Kirby somewhere.
But, and then he would like kind of wake up with a jolt, which is kind of the dead giveaway. That's the part where you can't be like, no, I was just, you know, listening. Because
when I was in ninth grade, I remember they were reading something in class, and I remember I fell asleep and I had a dream in class where I was like on a skateboard, like going down a hill.
Yeah.
And I saw like a big tree, like in the dream, like I like slammed into a tree. And I like woke up like, and like I looked around and everyone's like scared looking at me. Like,
I did that, but said a word, but the word was like backwards, I think. And it freaked everybody out.
Like a Twin Peaks.
I used to do that when I got too high also. I would start talking and realize it was backwards.
I should have never smoked that shit. Now I'm in the Black Lodge.
But you ever do that shit too when you fall asleep, like in bed, and you get the sudden
hypnic jerk.
Hypnic jerk. I was like, dude, why the fuck did this shit?
Shout out to the Spirit of the Beehive album, Hypnic Chirps.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
People started calling him Sleepy Don, which on the one hand, when he called Joe Biden Sleepy Joe, we were like, that's stupid. And then now we're like, ah!
I mean,
but I still thought it was funny when he called him
Sleepy
Joe.
No, I like his nicknames. Though.
Yeah, his nicknames are pretty good.
That's the one thing you're like, man, yeah, all right,
all right. No, Rhonda Sanctimonious was the bad one. All the other ones were
just
were
calling
pretty
him
good.
Rob was the best.
Rob, like, mistakenly, was such a fucking just
small hands,
like that.
Mark. What was the small hands?
Little Marco.
Little Marco. Yeah.
But wasn't it spelled L-I-D-D-L-E? Like it was
Little Marco.
It's like how like a non-binary teenager would like talk on Twitter. Like, it's Little Marco.
Very baby talk.
Like the Tinder queer speak. Yeah.
The two fingers. Like,
And also, like when he's calling somebody else out, it's definitely something he's struggling with himself in this case. And like, it's just, he's so scared of sleep. Like he's been, first of all, we know he's been like abusing Adderall for like 45 years.
We're so it's insane.
His campaign like came out and was like, that is 100% fake news that he was sleeping. Like just a, like truly a kid at a sleepover party who's like, no, you're asleep. I was the last one awake and I saw all of you. And
so you willingly pissed on you. You willingly pissed your sleeping bag while you were alert.
That was the joke.
Okay.
The prosecution like puts his hand in like a cup warm of water.
Warm water. Yeah. Your Honor.
Your Honor.
We rest our case.
He's like pissing everywhere. Asleep. He wakes up. He's got like Sharpie like dicks like on his legs.
Full beard painted on with Sharpie.
Yeah. But, so people are also pointing out like he's fallen asleep publicly during the Queen's speech at Buckingham Palace, which that is what that is for. Also during a morning prayer service at the National Cathedral in 2017. Yeah, that's you're supposed to fall asleep.
Court and listening to British people talk is the two boringest things of all time. Like I can't fault him for this.
Just
like I get
Queen.
It.
Have you ever like listened to or like seen a speech by the Queen? She is intentionally saying absolutely nothing in a very pleasant way.
I did, and they had to call an ambulance because I was showing OD symptoms.
they like Narcan'd you?
Yeah, they Narcan'd. I was like, no, sorry, I was watching the Queen.
Sorry,
speech.
I was watching the Queen's speech.
Not kidding. I literally have the words like England and Britain and UK like muted on like my Twitter feed because I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't want to hear about the Queen. Everyone's talking about, oh, what happened to Kate Middleton? I'm like, I don't know who that is. I don't want to know who that is.
Just keep me away.
Walking away from this.
Yeah. Need to prioritize my attention.
Yeah.
Also, apparently the Covfefe tweet happened because he just fell asleep in the middle of writing something.
Mm. I do that all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally, like, just, he's terrified of sleep, like, fighting it with all of his being, denying when he falls asleep. It's also funny because their stance heading into this trial was, we're actually glad this trial's happening. It's great publicity for us. We want all the coverage of this trial. This is actually going to be great publicity. We actually thank you for training the media spotlight on us, good sir, because we are going to rip this whole court a new asshole, whole court's out of order. I hope you motherfuckers are ready. And then he promptly like falls asleep. Like,
right.
The second, both, like right away.
Yeah. Oh,
CNN. This is from a report today. CNN contributor Norm Eason tweeted on Tuesday, Trump is asleep again at 11 a.m. Then his account was corroborated during an on-air hit at 10 a.m. MSNBC and another reporter confirmed observing Trump having his eyes closed and leaning to the left. Trump's head slowly dropped, his eyes closed. It jerked back upward. He adjusts himself. Then his head droops again. He straightens up, leaning back. His head droops for a third time. He shakes his shoulders, eyes closed still. His head drops. Finally, a feather comes down over his mouth, and he keeps blowing it up and down with each honk shoe that he lets out. Yeah. He's like, yeah, wait till you see me in court. I'm going to.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. And then.
I mean, the thing is.
I'm not convinced that. Unfortunately, I have not been convinced that bad press works against Donald Trump.
It literally doesn't. Like,
I literally think any press is good press for him.
No matter what. Yeah.
This one, like, the stuff that seems to work is like him being a misogynist and him like looking like he's having fun.
It works to like normal
saying
people.
Offensive shit. Like, that stuff works for sure. Does falling asleep in court, like, it feels like that point you're just kind of seeing an old guy, right?
Yeah. Like, court is more, everyone knows, like, if you've ever, even if you've just had to, like, pay, like, a traffic ticket, like, it's boring as fuck. It sucks.
So you think people are just like, yeah, same, and that's it?
Dude, I mean, I am, for one. Like, I don't really see anything crazy about falling asleep in court. Like, I've spent my fair share of time in front of a judge. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is he doesn't really have, like, I would say the thing that would...
There is no silver bullet for him.
I don't really think anything makes a difference in, like, his perception. Like, his fans are, like, incredibly ride or die.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they'll think whatever he does is cool.
Even bankrupting his fans is cool. They're like, I'm so happy I gave my life savings over to you. Thank you.
It is crazier than any like pop or like rap artist, like stan culture in the entire world. Like it's Kanye stans, Drake stans, like Taylor Swifties. Like nothing holds a candle to Trump. Like,
yeah, because even those fans, you're like, I don't know about that though. Like with the artist, you know what I mean? It's not like, no,
maybe Kanye.
There are some that are all in all the time, but then you at least see that. Whereas like with MAGA, it's like, nah, like
maybe
they
Kanye
can explain away.
Kanye's
everything.
Maybe the only one that has fans that are close to Trump, because the Kanye fans are like, oh, well, I mean, he just likes Hitler, dude. What's wrong with
if
that?
If you're still team yay at this point, absolutely, for sure.
We would have to see, like, Taylor Swift would be interesting to see if she ever like decided to test that fan base, but she's just too
The only thing I've seen Taylor Swift get kind of criticism for recently is about the just taking private planes everywhere. But to that, I would like to say, which obviously I agree, like taking private jets everywhere is horrible for the environment. I'm not going to dispute that. But could we realistically imagine a world where Taylor Swift boards a fucking commercial airline?
I don't know. I don't think it's good, but I don't think that like a fucking like all this climate change is happening because of Taylor Swift. It's happening because of fucking Exxon Mobil. Like, let's be real here.
That's a story that Exxon Mobil wants us to talk about.
It's not good, and I do think it is like a gross display of like capitalism, but like it's not like solely like Taylor Swift's or like any other like single like billionaire's fault. Like, it's not good. I'm not like endorsing it, but
collective billionaire jet traffic is a huge contributor too.
I would be fine with like one person is deputized to use a private plane a day, and it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're saying that shit while the people who own their media empires have taken like three PJs that day to like play around a golf in like four different states.
Yeah.
You know?
And to have a meeting that could have been an email, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like Warner Brothers or like whoever's like owning like the rights to like Taylor Swift's music is like, we're just drilling a hole into the center of the earth for fun. Like,
she should be worried about her and her PJs, you know?
Yeah. She has to take that shit to like go fucking entertain the entire nation of Brazil. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's good for the collective, like, serotonin levels of the species.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
She's making people happy.
And Beyonce, like, and that's
I mean, any of those people would be ripped apart if they tried to hop on like a Delta. You know, it would be
Or they do that thing, you know, like when you're really popping, and they drive you to the fucking gate, like on the car, and then you go up the stairs on the jetway, so then nobody sees you get on. That's when you're really popping.
You just like have to wear a hazmat suit, so nobody.
I
want to
get to that level. Like Naomi Campbell, that's how she did it pre-COVID, and she said, "I was right, y'all. Wear your hazmat suit."
Looking like
Naomi Campbell literally wears a hazmat suit on a plane. It is so, I love her for it. We have the same birthday.
All right.
Morrissey too, but fuck him. So.
Just walking around like season four, Walt and Jesse everywhere. Right,
exactly.
Like,
you look like Cuba Gooding in Outbreak.
All right. Sorry.
No, sorry. I was about to do that, but I'm not the host.
You're like, all right, let's go to a break. You should totally throw to a break.
I can move on, yeah.
All right, we're going to go to a break. Y'all be right back.
Hey.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back. Holy shit, we're back.
Holy
where,
shit.
Where was Where were we?
Seriously. I slept through that whole break. Sorry.
Miles is micro napping for like 3 seconds in between. Every time I start talking, his head just goes down. And yeah.
And
was that Trump story for you, by the way? Was that difficult?
We talk about Trump?
Yeah, we did talk about Trump.
Yeah. Fuck that dude.
So you disagree with the story about Trump like feeding like millions of homeless people and building wells in Africa?
I'm for that. I mean, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Guy looks like a Cheeto. Yeah. So, the orange one.
Oh,
all right,
shit.
Let's talk about somebody who's kind of shares complexion with Donald Trump, and that is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And hairstyles. They're both hair icons.
Hair icons for sure. Yeah.
Wig? Is that a wig?
I don't know. It could be
extensions. They both have hair that looks like it was designed to like launch 1,000 Halloween wigs.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
But yeah, very unserious person. Jesse Waters had Dwayne Dog Chapman on. So the racist with skin as soft as welder's gloves could promote his new book. And despite this being like a promo stop, Waters fucking decided, he's like, you know what, man? I know you got a book. Let's just get into it. Man, what about these motherfucking immigrants? And that led to an interesting exchange of ideas between the two. And by that, I mean, I don't know. Here's Dog the Bounty Hunter talking about immigration.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bracing myself.
Go get it together.
Here
you
we
know.
Go.
When you approach these people, whether they're migrants or outlaws,
yes, sir.
This is what we're going
to. When you approach these people, whether they're migrants, I'm just already, we're starting off the wrongest
same
of
thing.
Feet.
Same diff.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to be looking at. Do you have any advice for Donald Trump if he assumes office again? Is he going to make you deportation czar?
I would like a job like that. And it doesn't matter who you are, what nationality, what tribe you belong to. If you're a lawbreaker and you're in this country illegal and you were booted from another country because you were a felon and told to go to America, that's where we're going to start, is the high priority, the top of the echelon. And they are going back and or they're going to jail. When I first started bounty hunting 45 years ago, there were two bounty hunters. Today, there's 6,500. There's new laws. You can't be convicted of a felony in the last 10 years. We use non-lethal weapons that'll drop a mule. So get ready.
What kind of non-lethal weapons would you use?
Well, the newest one they've got is the new pepper ball gun, and it's designed to spin the body.
The new pepper ball gun?
It does not enter unless I had to take a 40-hour course. You cannot shoot above the neck or it would kill them. So pop, and they're down. That's it.
Oh my
and what
God.
You want to do is put the person down to cuff them and then go from there.
Right.
So I, for one, don't think it's good to have a nation full of like little Kyle Rittenhouses running around like just fucking shooting like beanbags at like Mexican families and stuff.
Right.
Like,
that will Jesus take their Christ, head off like, if you hit them above the
if you don't
shoulders.
Have a 40-hour training course.
I just got to say real quick, I have not thought about Dog the Bounty Hunter for a solid decade.
Since like, the South Park episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or since he got canceled screaming like about his son's black girlfriend, he was like, oh, you really like using the N-word, don't you?
Dude, I don't even remember that.
That's how his show got canceled because like this like voicemail leaked and they're like, oh boy, it's like, come on, y'all didn't see this man's face, and they're like, oh no, he don't use the n-word. Not him.
Same for like Paula Deen, like it's like she probably is racist. I can see
there's a few phrases that they had to be like, you know what, you actually can't say that, Paula. It's not I know it may be a colloquialism to you, but we can't do that. But I like how he's like, you can't be a bounty hunter if you've committed a felony in the last 10 years, because this dude, he was convicted of third degree murder in 1976.
He was the getaway bounty hunting too hard, Miles.
No, he was the getaway driver during what he called a drug deal gone bad, but it sounds like a robbery gone bad.
You know, I'm not going to like fact check his like statements about like that. There's 6,500 bounty hunters, but I'll be honest. I kind of believe it. Like, I kind of believe that
because of him,
the right wing in this country has become like, so like, I don't know. Like I just have to say, mention Kyle Rittenhouse again. Like it's all like people with like mentalities like that, where they've been like, so like, programmed to like hate like so many other people and not really have even like sort of like a materialistic reason why to.
Right, but then you're doing it in service of like this oppressive system of bonding out of prison or out of jail and shit like that. So like you're reinforcing that debt to be like, guess what? One of these people will find you with a gun that's non-lethal unless they shoot you in the neck and above, and then it will kill you.
Also,
is that not lethal?
I do think it's funny. Like, I don't know. Like, imagine like one of these freaks. Like, because he says like, if you're like a murderer who's killed like 47 times and you got kicked out of your country for killing so much, and now
they
you're
told
like,
you to come.
Are
to
you
America?
Talking? Like, look, I if we're talking about like fucking cartel hitmen, I probably don't want them walking the streets either. But what the fuck are you? What is some fucking like tumbleweed from like Nebraska who like is like, I'm gonna become a bounty hunter? He's gonna go up to like a cartel guy and they will torture him in a storage unit for years. You will
the
never
brothers
see
from
him again.
Breaking Bad v. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
He will instantly wake up in like the hostel room. Over. Like,
the other thing I always think about with him is like he always claims to be Native American. You know, like he wears feathers in his hair and shit like that. He said he could use the N-word because I'm an Apache. Was what he said. And you're like, oh, sir, that's
heard
a bit
that
of a jump.
Before.
Yeah.
But like many, especially in like the Native American community, are pretty dubious about that fact because he's so inconsistent about what tribe he says he belongs to. And most people can't find anything that suggests that his mother, who he claims is Native American, isn't just a normal, like every regular white person. Yeah. And some people who have supposedly looked into it, it's not really, it's hard to say like these are the facts and truth, but they say maybe it happened because in her past, she said she had spent time on a reservation and then just started
being difference.
Like, yeah, I'm
Same
Native
difference.
American.
What are you?
I'm Native American.
Yeah.
Oh, then, I haven't heard one of those like, yeah, I'm 10% Cherokee, like kind of white people in a while. I thought that was dying out. So
Elizabeth Warren made that tough for sure.
Yeah.
She did. Yeah. She did.
I was going to say Cher, but you know.
Right. But then he said.
Now Cher is Armenian.
Recently he said, quote, I've always had a pretty distinguishable look. Hell, it makes me easy to identify in a lineup. And you're like, yeah. What? Because you're what? Because you claim to be a third or a half or whatever kind of background you're trying to. Anyway, so that man, he's hawking some kind of book. And I think he's on to his 7th wife now. And he just, in the last 2 years, he found out he had a 13th child that he didn't know about.
Oh, my God.
Who was like a full grown adult by the time they met. So, yeah, he's doing all right. He's doing all right. And his oldest son, I think, is in jail for a hate crime. So the family is doing quite well.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. In some cases. He really does look like he's wearing a Doug Bounty Hunter, like Halloween costume that's like out of the box. Like, not a very good one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard look to rock, like a leather shirt and like wearing wraparound sunglasses like all the time. I mean, I'll say he's done a good job of matching his extensions to his natural hair color, because usually you're talking about reality.
He's got brassy blonde.
He's got that kind of like saggy Botox like look.
Yeah. Mm.
Saggy the pillow Botox. Face.
Yeah.
This was damn, once all why. Tight and immovable.
Right. Oof.
All right. And finally, Germany has passed a landmark trans rights law after legalizing weed earlier in the month. We got another W for Germany.
Wow.
I can't remember when. I mean, they're nailing it nonstop. 100%. Germany. A+ Germany. No. But they did become the latest country to pass legislation making it easier for transgender, intersex, and non-binary people to change their name and gender in official records. It's the so-called self-determination law, and they'd been promising it since 2021.
Yeah, because the process before this is like you needed like a pathology, like you need to go through a pathologizing process for like an expert to figure out if it was like they're like, well, according to me, after I've asked them all kinds of weird questions, some completely irrelevant about asking about their childhoods or this or that, like. They are approved to change their name or gender on like official government documents. So they've done away with that, which, you know, apparently has been going on for many, many years. Four decades old.
Yeah. Four decades old was the law before this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still the way it is here in Georgia.
Right.
You know, and in a lot of places. So I'm happy to see it changing across the world. But it sounds, I mean, it. Okay. Obviously, this is something that was promised in 2021. But is this? Do we think that this is like a PR spin for Germany, and maybe again to kind of distract from their recent?
I'm not willing to hand it to Germany for a while.
Yeah,
like
for a while.
Like I said, because
the only news that I've seen out of Germany lately is them like just basically doing like this weird like. Neo form of like Nazification, but like in the name of like Israel. And Germany is a very like weird, fucked up country that I do not fully like understand all of the, I don't know. I'm not like a history major or anything like that, but like it is very strange. And you can see it in a lot of their like cultural like stuff. Like there's a lot of like guilt and there's a lot of like, I can definitely see them like just look. I mean, there's a very, you see this in America too, where like nothing, like take like the Black Lives Matter like movement, like, you know, like that was like a huge, huge thing. And what really happened, you know, Cleveland is voiced by a black person now, like, you know, like the only things that get changed are like minor social things that you can move the needle on.
We can't go after systemic things, Jamie. Come on.
Yeah. So like that's why
it's true because there's also there was that thing too where for a while they were like in Germany racism doesn't exist. They're like, oh yeah, can we see the data on that? They're like, oh, we don't have data on that.
Yeah.
Why?
Of course.
Oh, okay. So that I don't know if you can quite claim that W. But yeah, at the same time, right, there was a there's a meeting of like the Palestinian Congress and all these people were coming in, activists, and they were stopping people from entering the country. And then when the event happened, like the police came in and broke it up. So yeah, it's definitely like there's so many things. It's like the U.S. too, where you can point to these sort of narrow kind of victories. But even with the Supreme Court yesterday, they also kept on the, like, basically said, yeah, Idaho is free to, quote, protect the children or whatever by banning gender affirming care for youth. So it's, you know, it's always like everything is kind of where we put the focus. But yeah, to your point, Janie, it's like what the systemic stuff.
They do the one for you, one for us, and the one for us is always like, you know, that significant and doesn't actually,
it's like just a gesture of like, just like, oh well, we have a rainbow flag in the Capitol building now or something,
right? You know? Yeah.
Like, okay, it's like, great,
but we're legally codifying discrimination also, just so you know.
Yeah, like you can change your name for when we sign you up for the like Hunger Games in America, where you're forced into the most dangerous game, Battle Royale conscription.
Right,
being trans, you can pick your own pronouns for that.
Part of a deal with NBC on Peacock.
Yeah,
your death won't even be on TV. It'll be on Peacock, though.
It's the new Mr. Beast video. We hunted 100 trans people to death.
The amount of times that, like, Twitter is just shoving that shit down my throat.
Mr. Beast bullshit.
Nonstop.
What the fuck is going on with this?
It's like, I've created 1,000 wells in Africa.
Yeah, that, like, one.
Wait,
what? I see that one all the time.
Like, the one before that was like, I locked 1,000 people into a grocery store to see how long they could survive. And then the next one, like, maybe did he like get bad PR for that previous one? So he's like, I made 1,000 wells in Africa.
Well, he does. It's sort of what you just said, the one for you, one for me.
Yeah, exactly.
He does like little games, and then he does ones that are just like charitable.
Right. Yeah. He's like, I bought everybody in Walmart everything they wanted.
Yeah.
All right.
Hot take here that you might not expect coming from me, but I kind of like Mr. Beast. I think if you're going to be like, if you're going to be a rich person with like the GDP of like a small country in Central America, I think the least evil thing you can do is just make silly little games on YouTube and stuff. Right. I don't know.
At least you're building wells.
Yeah. The videos of like the one of like the, I made 100 different countries like compete, like stuff like that. It's fun. It's just fun little videos. I don't know. Like, I feel that's as far as like uber wealthy people go. Like, I think if you're just making little games and like videos and stuff, you know, it's kind of fun.
And kids,
I
like watch Walmart.
Yeah.
And they want to be Mr. Beast. They want to be somebody who like gives out like free LASIK or like free cochlear implants to children. They like want to be. It's kind of cute, you know.
Right.
So. Yeah. They want to have their own. They want to have their trans friend that they can.
Yeah.
You know, bury people alive with. Like, right. That's what we all want. You know.
I liked the one where he handcuffed that guy to a pipe and was like, "If you want to leave, you have to saw your own arm off."
Yeah.
That one was sick.
Yeah. Right. I like that one too.
It's just kind of, but like, you know, there's a cynicism to it too, because it's like this sort of like philanthropy via clicks sort of thing, you know, where it's is it coming from a good place too? But then I guess at the end of the day, if you're zooming out, I was just doing a search. I'm like, did he actually build the wells? And I don't see anything saying that like that did not happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
I totally agree. I think there was a big thing about the one with the, where he got like blind kids, like bought them all like surgery to like not
blind. Sight restoring surgery,
Look, I don't know. I might be wrong on this, but I don't think the problem is like him doing that. I think that's fine. Like, I agree about the cynical nature of it, but I think that the main kind of like takeaway is like, there's a surgery that makes kids not blind, and you don't just give it to kids. Like,
right.
It takes this fucking asshole with a YouTube channel to do it. That's fucking crazy. Right. Like,
I do cringe though when I see those people go up to like street vendors and like they're just like, "Hey, I want to give you this money," and then they look at the camera and they're like, "Hey, look at what your boy did." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
video's over. All right, give it back, man. Give it back.
Yeah. No, right. Because I mean, like at the end of the day, you know, it's just like when you hear those quote unquote feel good stories about like how like a teacher was on a Southwest flight and the person they were sitting next to overheard that they were struggling to get materials for their class. So they anonymously donated whatever. And you're like, oh my gosh.
It's like a feel good band-aid for systemic problems. Yeah.
The story is actually about how little we're funding our public education, or the story is about how little access to clean water people have. And it's like, everyone's like, but Mr. Beast though.
Yeah.
So, but I get it too. Like, you know, I've seen some of the stunts that he's pulling. I'm like, oh shit, man, you can't do that with a regular YouTube channel. Like you need real money. But I think that's what's interesting too. All those videos I've read though too, like are sort of built on the backs of all these brand deals that he does prior to it.
Yeah,
so it's not a lot of times it might not be coming out of his pocket. But anyway, these are the complexities of our Beast. Modern media.
Yeah, Mr. Sure. Beast buried 100 people alive. Brought to you by Lowe's.
Yeah. Brought to you by Caterpillar.
Yeah, I mean, somebody needed to fill the space that Oprah left behind.
Right.
Yeah.
You get a car.
Remember that though. You get a car thing, and everyone was like, "Yo, but the taxes on everyone was they were on the hook for
they
that."
Were,
so
they not were many Pontiacs. People took it.
Yeah.
What about like an evil Oprah where she's like, "Everyone, look under your seat," and everyone like looks under, like, "Ow!" And she's like, "You found a used needle."
The AOL chain email from the '90s about going to a movie theater, and it's like, "Welcome to the world of bloodborne illnesses."
Or the ball pit. My grandma wouldn't let me go in the ball pit because the ball pit had used needles in it.
Yeah, that's so funny. Like, there's a 30-year-old like heroin addict in the ball pit, and everyone's like, "Yeah, that's normal." Like,
yeah,
look under your chair. That's your daughter, right? Oh, don't worry, she's safe for now. Damn, Oprah.
Oh, amazing. Shit.
I want that Oprah.
Yeah.
Janie, Carmen, such a pleasure having you both. The Daily Zeitgeist, as always. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
I just wanted to say, first and foremost, I want to give Janie Danger a shout out for being an amazing co-host on season 3 of Beauty Translated. I couldn't have asked for a better podcasting partner. And Janie and I will be creating our own podcast that you can look out for in the future.
Yeah.
We're in the kitchen cooking up some ideas. Yeah. You know,
we might want to do something kind of different. I don't know.
We're gonna pivot.
Yeah. I can smell that Traeger smoking.
Basketball or something.
You know? Yeah, we're gonna talk about basketball. Yeah, we're gonna be the new Miles and Jack Gup Matthews. So watch out, y'all. Competition.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, go listen to season 3 of Beauty Translated. It was a really amazing season. Janie did such an amazing job bringing on all of these cool fucking people that she knows. And I just am really proud of how the season turned out. So go binge it. Leave us a rating and review. Maybe, you know, that'll revive that. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, just leave us a rating and review. Tell us how much you love us. And you can follow me over on Instagram at the Carmen Laurent.
There you go.
You can find me on Twitter at Wifesucker and at Instagram, Janie_Danger. Find any of those. You can see my link tree in the bio. It's got links to all like my music and, of course, like the podcasts and videos and shows and stuff. I don't know if we mentioned the music video last time we were on here.
Yes.
I don't think that was made,
no, we didn't. But yeah, I'm in her music video.
Yeah, Carmen's in my music video for my new song, Pure Black Tendency. It's streaming now too. My new album comes out June 20th, and the album release show will be at 529 in East Atlanta Village.
You secured that, baby.
I did. Yeah, I did.
I'm so proud of you.
I'll have like flyers and stuff out for that soon. We're also playing at Inner Space on Sunday in Underground Atlanta. So yeah, I don't know. Follow me. I'll be posting like updates and stuff, and got a new album coming out. I'm very excited about it. And
East Atlanta Sober.
Yeah, East Atlanta Sober is the name of the album. So, and you can stream all my other stuff. And yeah.
What is East Atlanta Sober? It's not like wine and weed.
It's just coke.
It's most
from other people.
It's just
but you have to borrow a bump from another person.
Oh, right. You never buy the cocaine yourself. Yeah.
Can I get a bump?
In all honesty, it's just about whatever you can do to get through like your days. Like, it's just about like the perils of like working and grinding and like, I don't know. Like, it's about how like we're like stuck in this world where people like want to like create and do things, and you know, you just never have time, and you're just always like pushing yourself through another work day. So Yeah, cocaine, kratom, Adderall, not weed. The important thing is it's not weed.
Yeah.
So that's what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gave you like a serious and a non-serious answer to that. So.
Amazing. Is there a work of media that you have been enjoying?
Well, has anyone on the show talked about Davis Clark with y'all yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, I am obsessed with my man, Davis Clark. Okay. He's on Instagram and he makes some of the best, like, corporate, like, he's just like, if corporate Aaron were a real person and also like a guy, he's locked in. He's crunching the numbers. He's working those spreadsheets. He's just like the corporate, like, guy, you know, like,
hell yeah.
And yesterday he lives in Boston. I want to marry this guy. I'm not joking. I love him. I'm obsessed with him. He ran at the Boston Marathon yesterday and he posted.
Oh, is that the guy who shit himself?
Yes.
I heard that. I heard some dude shit himself.
And I just love that the thing about Davis is that he has no shame whatsoever on anything. And he posted a video. You got to go watch it. It's like 8 seconds long, but I'm going to let you guys hear what he has to say. But you got to watch it because you got to see the bloody shit running down his leg.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I gave it out to everything I have for the people. 256. I shit my pants like crazy.
I shit my pants like crazy is my favorite line.
Oof.
So he pans the camera down and he's wearing his little runner shorts with just.
Yeah.
Just wet.
It's the truth.
And you
know
what?
No lies detected.
Yeah. And he's got in the comments, he's got dude wipes. They said we're sending a care package right away. He's got the DraftKings. They're in the comments like, we want to give you a job, Davis. I just love Davis Clark. Okay.
Yeah. So that's my guy. I'm just reading like history of his internet stardom. It all started with a train. First train ride of 2024, getting fired up, he said in a clip taken from his MBTA commuter rail. Going to be firing off some interest rate calculations, getting the people going. And then he's like, locked in for greatness today. Bad day to be an Excel spreadsheet.
Yes. And that's like, if you're a Davis fan, like, it's always bad day to be something. So yesterday was bad day to be Davis's underwear.
Oh my God.
But even his Instagram bio is great. It's inspire, period. Help others, period. Do the right thing, period. Enjoy life every day, period. Capital RISER, riser. Locked in for greatness, TM. So
locked in.
I am locked in on Davis Clark, y'all.
Amazing. All right. I'm excited about this person. Janie, how about you? Is there work in media you've been enjoying?
I watched the movie The Marriage of Maria Braun the other night. It's a good movie it's a German film from the late 70s that, I said some bad stuff about Germany, but they made some good movies.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, you know, there's something I'm not enjoying. There's this video of a Pink song that went around and I said, I ratioed it like pretty badly. Where I said Pink makes music for white gays that are in a tax bracket where they can legally own slaves. I just want to say, like, I've mentioned this a few times because I've gotten into a lot of kerfuffles on Twitter. And I've gotten into a lot of kerfuffles with people that, like, I didn't expect had, like rabid shooters, like, writing for them.
Oh, right.
And I got to say, Pink has no shooters.
There's
like no one fucking cares.
Agreed.
Like, it is like the first time I've ever like made fun of someone. I'm not kidding. Maybe like five people got mad at
me.
One of them is a gay man that is literally one of the most racist people I've ever seen in my life. Who he screen recorded my music video and put the wrong Curb Your Enthusiasm music over it and started making
Your Enthusiasm.
He started making fun of my friend Austin because he thought that Austin was me, and Austin is just the person that I got to play a person in the video. And yeah, I don't know. I've been enjoying torturing this one specific racist gay man for being stupid. And, you know, honestly, shout out to Pink for only making music that is played in Target and nowhere else. And, you know, I just got to respect that there's at least one artist out there you can always make fun of. So,
yeah.
Usually like, yeah, when something goes up like that, you're like, it's, I've may potentially knock the hornet's nest. And you're like, oh, no.
Like the time that Billy.
No, it's crazy. Yeah. When I said something about Green Day a while ago that got me. So much hate instantly. Like, people were like on me. I was like, I did not know Green Day had fucking shooters like this. This is crazy. But there's been other examples too. But yeah, just this whole pink thing recently. I was like, huh, that turned out a lot better than I expected. So thank you, Pink. Thanks for having a completely non-existent fan base and still being one of the most popular artists of all time somehow. That's
industry.
Gotta respect it a little
bit.
Not
easy.
Yeah.
But her aerial acrobatics are second to none.
Shot out of a cannon.
She can fly?
She can fly.
Yeah, she'd be flying back and forth. Yeah. Or like, they'd be slingshotting her. She'd be like, what's that song she sings? It's crazy.
No one knows.
Yeah, we'll get copyrighted.
And not the Queens of the Stone Age song. Just no one knows.
My first CD, though, was Pink Misunderstood. Okay. That album was written entirely and produced entirely by the woman from Four Non Blondes.
Linda Perry.
Yeah. So, Linda Perry is basically responsible for Pink. So yeah. I'm sorry.
And a lot of people's hits, like half of the Christina Aguilera album, that was like huge. You know, she wrote Beautiful and all those songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of hits Linda Perry's got.
Mm-hmm. True.
Makes you want to say, what's going on? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Hey. What's going on?
Y'all have to see that Dolly Parton video. Sorry. Anyway, close out the show. I'm sorry.
What's the Dolly Parton video?
It's Linda Perry and Dolly Parton singing Hey, What's Up? And it's the weirdest fucking music video I've ever seen. It's from her Rockstar album, the one that she came out with recently.
American something?
Dolly Parton, Four Non Blondes.
You're talking about Madonna.
The duets one?
Sorry.
I know, I'm always talking about
Madonna.
I'm
fucking tired, too. I'm not jet-lagged, but I've just been going. Like,
But it's Linda Perry in a bathtub in a school. They're in a public school.
Oh, yeah.
And
what
they
the fuck is
pulled
but
in
if
a
I
clawfoot...
do that, I'm weird. So.
Yeah. They pulled in a clawfoot bathtub for Linda Perry to be fully clothed in, playing her guitar while Dolly Parton is singing to, like, an auditorium of young children. And I'm just like...
I'm looking at this shot of like Linda Perry in a tub and Dolly Parton there. You're saying the reverse angle of that is an auditorium full of young people?
Yes, of like just fuck?
Maybe it was sex ed.
It was like literally like it's like elementary school kids that probably have no fucking clue who Dolly Parton.
Yeah, well, wokeness is doing that.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow,
this is what they think wokeness is.
Yeah.
This is what exactly. This is Fox News's greatest nightmare. Miles, where can people find you? What's work media you've been enjoying?
At Miles of Gray, wherever they got at symbols. As Carmen mentioned, you can find us on Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties. You can find me on 420 Day Fiance talking about 90 Day Fiance. Work of media I like. There's this like, I guess this dude who's like a music teacher in Korea. He has like his school kids playing like MF Doom and like Nuja Best beats.
That's cool.
Like, I love seeing little kids have fun playing music, but then to see them like faithfully recreate like shit that I'm in love with, I'm like, this is so fucking dope. You can find them on Instagram at _KUSYO. And it just says Kids Electronic Orchestra. But like, there's this one of like Arurian Dance, which is like what a Nuja Best beat that I really fucking fuck with. And then like MF Doom, all caps, or like Rap Snitch Conditions, all those things. And these kids are just ripping NPCs and stuff while also playing like piano. But it's just it's just dope to see. And it brought a smile to my face on like most shit I see on social media. So yeah, check that shit out.
That's cool.
Period.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. Tweet I've been enjoying at Lol on We tweeted, I wish the IRS would just take my money instead of tormenting me with their fucked up riddles. And
real.
Yeah. Real as fuck. And that's how it is in other countries.
Oh, can I say one quick thing real quick before we go? I had a GoFundMe recently because I'm getting surgery next week, and I just wanted to thank everyone who donated for that.
Hey,
I hit my goal a lot faster than I expected, and I never had to make a GoFundMe before because it's felt bad about it, but yeah, no, I just wanted to give a very sincere thank you to like everyone that like shared that, donated, whatever. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Janie's got shooters.
That's for sure.
And they got cash.
Sure. Yeah. Janie versus Green Day.
Oh, they're taking the L for sure.
Yeah, all right. Sure. They're going down.
You can follow me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, is there a song?
I could think of no more a perfect song to ride out on than this banger by Janie Danger.
Your
Black Tendency. So, y'all, go make sure you put that in your fucking ear holes, because it's a banger. Get in that hypnagogic power violence, baby.
Yes.
It is a real banger.
Enjoy. It's seldom, you know, whenever we have people that are making music, we got to go out on their music.
So, thank
Pure Black Tendency, Janie Danger.
Thank you.
We'll link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. And we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.